8:55 Eastern Daylight Time, and Elmer Davis in the news, brought to you by the Gillette Safety Razor Company.
Within a couple of hours, you will know President Roosevelt's intentions about the third term, which Senator Barclay of Kentucky, permanent chairman of the Democratic Convention, will disclose toward the end of his speech, which will be on the air beginning at 10:35 Eastern Daylight Time. As to the nature of this statement, the most trustworthy information is that Secretary of Commerce Harry Hopkins, administration leader at the convention, said after he had talked to Senator Barclay that he still expected the president to be renominated on the first ballot. He can be if he wants to, of course. A tabulation today showed that more than 900 of the 1,094 delegates are ready to vote for him. The vice presidential nomination is still wide open, despite the reports that Senator Burns of South Carolina is the administration choice. Governor Stark of Missouri is making a vigorous race, and so is Security Administrator McNutt. Speaker Bankhead has many supporters, and a movement has started for Jesse Jones, head of the RFC. The president, who is still not expected to attend the convention, devoted most of his press conference today to a recital of the progress of the defense program, which, he said, had included beginning of training of 30 to 40,000 men for the skilled labor needed in armament production. Meanwhile, in Japan, the Army has forced the resignation of the ministry headed by Admiral Mitsumasa Yonai, which has held office for the past 6 months. The Yonai government started out with the program of being friends with everybody, but the Army evidently feels it is time to take sides. For today, General Hata, the Minister of War, resigned, and military leaders refused to provide a constitutionally acceptable successor. Accordingly, Admiral Yonai resigned too, and the most general expectation seems to be that he will be followed by a cabinet headed by the former Premier, Prince Konoye, who has been invited but has not yet agreed to accept the leadership of a new party which hopes to become the One Party of Japan. Reports that outstanding friends of Germany or Italy may take over the Ministry of Foreign Affairs are to be received with reserve as yet, but it appears to be the general expectation in Tokyo that the new cabinet, whoever may head it, will incline to much closer cooperation with the Axis powers. And this again seems to mean that China's only hope, if any, lies in leaning back on Russia, since the British have promised to close temporarily the Burma Road, through which the Chinese government has been receiving most of its supplies. Secretary Hull, however, said today in Washington that this closing would constitute unwarranted interposition against keeping open the channels of world trade. But it remains to be seen if the State Department has any means of implementing this declaration. The attack of Chinese guerrillas on Shanghai last night seems to have been easily repulsed, but further acts of terrorism show that the Japanese are not very successful in maintaining order around the city. In Europe, the chief news seems to be that the totalitarian propagandists have got their wires crossed. The story comes from Rome that Count Ciano, the foreign minister, is about to go to Berlin to talk to the heads of the German government and the Russian premier and foreign minister Molotov, and that within a few days Hitler will appear before the Reichstag and offer Britain a last chance to give in and escape what the Italians describe as the most terrifying attack in the world's history. But from Berlin, it is said that nothing is known there about Ciano's visit, which is regarded as most unlikely, and that no official decision of any kind has been made as to a last-minute peace offer. The reports from Berlin that workmen are building grandstands along Unter den Linden for a victory parade of troops returning from France might indicate that the attack on Britain has been postponed, or perhaps that not all the German army will be needed. German air raids on England again seem to have been light today, but the Italians claim their planes have seriously damaged the port of Haifa in Palestine and that their troops are advancing in Kenya colony. And that's the news to this moment.